Now, yesterday, two Belfast women pleaded guilty to causing unnecessary suffering to two dogs, which had starved to death. They were each given a sentence of 150 hours community service and banned from keeping animals for life. Sandra and Julie Mullen from Cambria Street also each had costs of £250 awarded against them. Now, the USPCA is concerned that anyone convicted of such crimes isn't necessarily monitored in the way that they should be. I want to speak to David Wilson, who is from the USPCA. David, good morning.
Morning, Frank.
David, a harrowing story. Two people who obviously had the ability to feed themselves, but not the dogs, and to allow those dogs to die through starvation. It's heartbreaking that we have people like that among us in society.
It's absolutely dreadful, Frank. There is no excuse in this day and age for anyone to allow animals to starve. Now, as you say, I suspect those people had the resources to feed their animals. But even if people don't have and find themselves, you know, in difficult situations, the USPCA, for instance, we work with Trussell Trust. We will put out pet food parcels through food banks to keep animals healthy and thriving. So there is no excuse, first of all, and I wouldn't even try and find one. But what irritates us is that the law in Northern Ireland, the sentences available through the courts in Northern Ireland are actually the strongest in the UK. They're the best. You can get those people could have got 2 years yesterday in prison for that offence, and probably, I suspect, came close to getting imprisoned. Now, they're banned from keeping animals for life, companion animals, or any animal, in fact, in their case. Now, there is no register to show people down the line that those people are actually banned. If you can imagine, if you're stopped by the roadside by the police at night, within 2 minutes, they can tell all about you. They can tell if you're insured, taxed, banned, whatever, by the roadside. That facility does not exist with animal welfare offences.
It's interesting you should say that, because I'm going to make reference to a farm somewhere in Northern Ireland. I want to be as vague as that. But I remember covering a story and reading a significant amount about this particular farm in the newspaper. And one of the things about it was the farm owner was banned from keeping animals in the future. And I've noticed, as I drive the length and breadth of Northern Ireland, occasionally when I might be in that area, I have driven past that farm and seen farm animals there and farm activity ongoing. Now, there is a possibility that the farm has been sold and this is a new farmer who owns that particular farm. But I just wonder, do the authorities ever call just to ensure that it is a new owner and that the regulation that was laid down isn't being broken? But by what you're saying, chances are they never call.
They would only call, I would imagine, if there are further reports coming to them from the public about a place. Now, one of the problems with the banning system is that people are banned as individuals. There's nothing to stop the animals then being brought back onto a farm in the name of a wife, a husband, a brother, a cousin, you know, whatever. But that is difficult to police. But it can be policed, Frank. And the thing, I mean, from an animal welfare point of view, we rehome animals. There's a lot of very good sanctuaries in Northern Ireland who do great work rehoming animals. And there's nothing, literally nothing, to stop these people walking through the gate of a sanctuary 6 months down the line and rehoming a couple of dogs. Now, most sanctuaries will go out and do a home check to try and prevent this arising. But wouldn't it be much easier if we had got a central register that we could go to, the police could go to, the Department of Agriculture, the dog wardens, the council animal welfare officers, all of those agencies who are involved with animal welfare in Northern Ireland could refer to and get an answer on the spot.
Do you think cruelty to animals at the level that we heard about yesterday should carry a custodial sentence?
Yes, I do. I think there is a custodial sentence available to the courts here. It's 2 years for a first offence England and Wales are playing catch-up on that one. So there's an instance where we're actually ahead of the game. We have that sentence available to us here. Now, the register, I would understand, would need legislation, and obviously it being a devolved matter, animal welfare, we've got a problem in that regard at the moment. But certainly some steps should be taken to get something in place where people can find it. I mean, Clare's Law got a lot of publicity recently, and quite rightly so, where women can go to the police and check for an abusive background for a partner. Now, all we're asking is to give dogs and cats, pets, the same protection. In fact, not even just pets, but farm animals as well.
It is sad, isn't it, that we have so many people in this part of the world who visit cruelty upon their pets and their animals. It's regularly in the news.
It is, and it's a very emotive subject, and people, you know, get very annoyed and upset about it. And you know, I don't blame them. We're the same. We work with it every day. There just is no excuse, Frank, for it. It's we do social rehoming. In other words, if someone, for instance, is coming towards the end of their life and has to go into care or whatever, and they've got a much loved pet and they want it taken care of, they want that worry out of their life, but where it's going to go, we take care of that sort of stuff for them. If the animal, they haven't got the money to feed it, we'll help. The help is there. So the excuses are not.
David, it's a harrowing conversation when we think of what happened to those poor dogs. We should emphasise, of course, we're not for one moment suggesting on the programme that the two people who were found guilty yesterday would in any way breach the order that has been laid down by the court. But you're calling for a change in legislation to ensure that a register is clearly kept. Thanks for speaking to us, David. Thank you.
Not at all, Frank. Thank you. Bye.
18 minutes past 9 already. Good morning to you. Good morning.